martini. Number one, I find that stirring is the best approach for making the martini. It helps the spirit still retain a lot of its richness and its flavor. Whereas if you shake it, you're likely to introduce more water, you're likely to maybe get some tiny chips of ice that will change the texture of how the drink should feel. I also like to mix my martinis at a much wetter strength than people tend to call for today. In the Prohibition era, the martini tended to be made at a 3-to-1 ratio, and so that would be 3 parts gin to 1 part dry vermouth. The one difference that I have found lately, I'm always perfectly fine to do it with the dry vermouth, but when I mix, say, 3 parts gin, the standard go-to gin that I like is Plymouth gin. It's very versatile. So, like, say, 1.5 ounces of dry Plymouth gin, and then 1/2 ounce of a sweet white vermouth. But going the 3 parts of the dry gin and the 1 part of the sweet white vermouth. And then, this is key, I think, is choosing a bitters to go with the martini. It could be a citrusy bitters, like an orange bitters, or one of my favorites is a recently resurrected bitters that's called Boker's bitters. And putting a few dashes of that in, you stir the martini until it's cold, and then serve it up in the glass, and then instead of garnishing with an olive, which for me always detracts from the martini, I just like to use a piece of citrus. Usually for a martini, it's got to be getting a little bit of a lemon rind and then rubbing it around the top of the glass, putting that in to the cocktail glass with the drink, and it's pretty much a winner every time.